It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello there. Welcome to our Friday show. We are live from downtown D.C. in Studio 4 here on Border Crossings. And on today's show, we welcome Stoplight Observations into our studio. They're on tour for a new project called The Volume. So stick around. We're going to check out some music from Stoplight Observations right now as they join us today on Border Crossings. Everybody, welcome to Border Crossings. My name is Larry London, and this is going to be a great show. We've got a band in our studios who've been doing a lot of festivals, and they have a new project that they're working on. It's called The Volume. We'd like to welcome Stoplight Observations to our Voice of America Studios. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having
us. Howdy,
howdy.
It's nice to have you here in D.C. Is this the first time you have been in D.C.? Or
we've been in D.C. a fair amount.
Regular to the area? It's kind of an interesting city. You guys come from South Carolina?
Charleston.
Charleston? Beautiful city. I just read where that was a great place to retire. It's one of the happiest cities in America is what this article said.
It is.
Pretty happy.
So you guys are happy this morning?
Relatively.
You let me know when you wake up. How's the tour going?
It's going well. It's going very well.
You guys are, is this a world tour or just a U.S. tour?
Absolutely not. East Coast, U.S.
East Coast? Yeah. How about plans for world tour?
That would
you
be
say
great.
That with assuredness. Yeah, absolutely
just to
not.
Just let you guys know.
Galactic tour.
Galactic tour. Yeah. Yes. I like that. So tell me about Stoplight Observations. That's an interesting name for a band. I'm sure there's an interesting story behind the name. So how did you guys come together?
We've all known each other since we were kids, so it's kind of a lengthy story. But we all grew up together, grew up in the same town, and then we met Mahoney like a year and a half ago, and he's been playing with us since.
Mm-hmm. And this came about from a dream?
This came about, well, yes, in some ways. Johnny, you want to tell him how it came about?
So, story goes, we were in a band, the three of us were in a band in high school. Will was in a different band in high school. We weren't really hanging out. Heard him sing on Facebook when Facebook was like brand new. Thought it was one of the most beautiful voices I'd ever heard. Went to sleep, had a dream, and in my dream, this kind of all-encumbering, all-knowing power presented itself in my dream and said that when you wake up, you're going to ask Will to sing in each other's band, like make a band with Will. So I woke up, it was a very vivid dream, had to go for it, hit him up. We had a magical jam that day, and my mom came upstairs, who at the time in high school like hated the band and thought it was complete racket, came up and was like, you need to keep him in the band. And so I quit singing, Willie started singing, and then the rest is history.
Well, I wish I was a fly on the wall when that conversation took place. How do you tell a classmate, a teenage guy, you had a dream about him last night?
I was dreaming about you all night.
How does that work?
I got it at like 7 in the morning, too. I remember I woke up and I went and checked the computer. Uh-huh. So I was already kind of groggy. I'm like, what is this guy talking about?
And I want to sing with
and
you.
And I want to sing. I want you to come over today. But I did. I came over anyway. It was awesome.
And after that dream, like a few years later, we'd been all playing together. We played one of our first shows. And there, our families met. And when our families met, we realized that Will and I had known each other as babies in a town 300 miles away, because I grew up in Anderson, South Carolina, about 300 miles away, and we had no clue, but this whole time, after this crazy dream, we had known each other.
My grandparents were living there at the time, so when I would go visit, he was like across the street.
Oh my God.
And we were the same age, so we always played with each other when we were there.
Wow.
But,
kind of serendipitous. It was just kind of meant to happen
this
way. Well, we're glad you're in our studios. I know you're on tour promoting your latest project. We'll talk more about that, but I want to ask if you do some music for us.
Sure. We'd love to.
What's this song called?
Dinosaur Bones.
I'm all alone in dinosaur bones, buried beneath the fragile crust where we all sleep. Why don't you pick up your phone? The color of the couch is turning red as it calls my name. Why don't you pick up your phone? The weatherman says, unplug my microwave. Then maybe I'm just hearing things. To
like a crater lost in space, like a poor boy at a country club, like a trumpet out of tune, like a humpback in the Mojave, like a flag out on the moon.
Great. I like it. I like it. Great sound. Thank you. Stoplight Observations. They're live here on Border Crossings. Your vocal style, when did you kind of decide this is what you want to do? I mean, unless you don't always sing with a falsetto.
Always sing with a falsetto. Okay. But given the environment, I thought it would be nice. But normally I sing a little louder. Wow. But it's nice. I like it that way because I don't mess anything up.
That's great. So I mean, nice. Very lovely voice.
Thank you.
You had a dream about it. So why don't you introduce yourselves so we know who's who here. For the TV audience.
I'm Luke.
John Keith Cubby.
Lewis.
Willie B.
Will Mahoney.
And Cubby's, you're the only one with a nickname, or does everybody have a nickname?
Everybody's got a nickname, but it's maybe not in quotations.
Not appropriate. So where did you guys come up, speaking of names, with the name Stoplight Observations? Where did that come from?
It was in Charleston, there's an old man named Hassie Holmes who every day sold just a gargantuous piles of newspapers, and he was kind of like an old legend myth type of guy in Charleston where like you see him every day, he's got this gigantic castle of newspapers, never sold any, but it was still always the daily newspaper. And there was a legend that he was like a genius that had like used to be an electrical engineer and went to like Harvard and all these kind of crazy tall tales, and that he went crazy or something and now sells newspapers, had like dreads down to his knees. And one day we were sitting in traffic and I just looked at him and thought about like, you know, how the perspective of time just keeps going by faster and faster. Like the older you get, it's just like time just keeps going, and how like in our society, life is just like a blink, and how a stoplight is just kind of like a time to stop and observe the life around you, and how that guy was the king of stoplight observations because he sat at this busy traffic four-way stop sign, and every day all he did was just look at everybody at a stoplight. And I kind of said that out loud, and then we all were just like, Let's do it.
All right. Wow, that's you put a lot of thought into the name. I mean, a lot of guys just come up with, let's call ourselves something, you know, something weird or something. But that there's a lot of thought went into that. Do you have other? Did you have other ideas on the table?
Community Bathhouse was on.
There you
on
go. The that, as you drove past one, it was, yeah, that's
exactly.
A band name.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, you know, let's talk about. Yeah. What was the other one?
That's actually no. Yeah,
that's like that's like my solo.
Oh, idea. Yeah, your own side project. Thing?
Yeah, that's my own side project. Yeah.
So talk about the volume. What is going on with the volume? What is?
So the volume is supposed to be like a series of releases. Something maybe you might see on like Netflix or HBO, where you get a little bit of content every, you know, whether it be a couple weeks or months or so, however we do it. But we give you an A side and a B side. The A side is generally the focus track, or like the single, and the B side is maybe a little more experimental or goes down more of a rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the idea behind it. It's just a way to release music without being stuck with the format of a volume or with an album.
So are you releasing vinyl? Is that
we are. We're doing vinyl,
wow,
too. So we have 45s for our first volume release, and we'll have 45s for our second one in February.
And I know that there's a big resurgence in vinyl now. And
there
so hopefully turntables will become available again.
I'm sure they're getting more and more popular. I'm sure
that's
people
great.
Are getting back into it. But.
Bring back the, you know, the old days of putting the stylus down on
yep.
the... Yep. Well, it's great to have you guys here, and it, you know, must have been a big transition. I know that you know, started out locally, and you sold out. You hold a record for selling out your local venue back home in South Carolina. Was it called the Tavern, I think, or something?
It's the Music Farm.
The Music Farm, and you sold it out more times than anybody else has. But then you find yourself playing Bonnaroo. So you go from a club which probably has space for I don't know, a couple thousand people, and then you're in a place with 50,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So, which do you prefer?
It's hard to say. I like the festival setting. I know we like all love the festival setting. We went to festivals a lot when we were kids, but there's something about the hometown show with family and friends that is very nice.
Mm-hmm. More intimate.
It's a little more intimate and kind of reminds you why you're doing what you're doing a little more often than not.
Mm-hmm. And you can connect with the audience,
too. You can.
Because the big Bonnaroo thing, you're just kind of crowd surfing and they're doing their own thing.
Right.
There's like three stages and there's a lot going on.
Right. And what do you guys think?
Yeah. I mean, festivals are just so much fun to go to.
Yeah.
Festival is not about you. It's kind of, that's kind of the special thing, though, is like, it's not really about you. And also, there's so many people that probably don't even know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like your time to be like, this is, like, you got to throw down real hard. At a hometown show, you know, they're already there to see you. But it's got a specialness, like Willie was saying, where it's just like, you look out, see your uncle, see like your aunt
your
and your friends,
yeah.
Friends you hadn't seen in forever. So that's always special.
That's great.
And you know you've arrived when you're invited to play Bonnaroo, you know, I mean, and Firefly, and these are some major, major festivals. Now, so, I mean, as far as the music goes, can you kind of tell us, just define, I know bands, artists don't like to put themselves in a box, but if you could define the kind of music you do, because I know you put out instrumental music, you put out a whole bunch, you know, some spiritual or politically motivated music, so how would you define yourselves?
I think it's like cinematic rock and roll. I do think it's rock and roll at its core.
Yeah.
But there's these different little facets that we like to experiment with. We all kind of come from different musical backgrounds, so at some point when we get in the studio, those all collide, and that's what we end up with.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's cinematic rock and roll. I mean, it's rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, like where my dad's generation or, like, older generation grew up with a radio station, even, like, my older sister had a radio station being, like, this is what you're hearing, like, this is what you're going to listen to, this is all we play. Is we grew up with Napster and LimeWire and iTunes and now Spotify, where you're listening to playlists where, you know, throughout the day you might hear literally 30 different genres.
Wow.
And hip the way, like, you see genre be incorporated into hip-hop music is, like, you listen to Kendrick Lamar's album or somebody, and it's, like, so many genres in one album, like, on a hip-hop album. But then in rock and roll, there's still kind of like this sort of expectation to be like this one thing. And it's starting to kind of dilute, especially with Spotify. And I think that's like a huge part of our sound is just growing up in the generation of Napster and unlimited free music. You know, like free music just wasn't a thing except the radio. And, you know, it's just a different time.
And as a listener or a fan, free music is great. As a band trying to earn a living, free music's not a great thing.
It's definitely changing the way the musician works.
Yes, yes. You have to make your money in other ways, be more creative. But I think it's great that you're doing it the way you're doing it. You're very timely and fitting into the industry the way the industry is now, because now you can, you know, as you said, with you know, Sirius and these satellite things and with the streaming services and whatever, you can get different kinds of music. And one band can be that band that gives you different kinds of music. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't have to be locked into a certain kind. So it's great that you're doing that. Now, I read where, you know, a lot of the stuff you're doing is something we need now. The world is divided and we need what you're doing. How do you feel you fit that void or fill that void?
I think in so many ways, bands almost have, you're given a platform and you have the ability to share who you are and what you are and what you're made of with so many people that it's almost like your duty as artists to try and better something. And I think at any rate, through our music, we're just trying to better the small pockets of society that we've experienced and that we understand a little bit more about than others, but while also still trying to remind ourselves there's so much we don't know. And there's so much we can always learn, and there's always an opportunity to do better.
That's
and
great.
That's at least the message for me.
Yeah.
How do you guys think?
For sure.
Well put. All right, Stoplight Observations. Would you guys do another song for us?
Yeah, well, you want to do George on My Mind?
We can do that one.
We're going to do a Ray Charles cover.
Ooh.
Okay.
Great. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Stoplight Observations, live here on The Voice of America. So the music, you know, we were talking about the music for the volume, and the music, you know, some of the songs are very, very personal, very, very personal, some painful songs. I read where your wife's best friend had unfortunately taken her own life, and that came to a song to you about. Mm-hmm. You know, so you guys find some personal places to go with all of the songs that you're putting out? Very hard subjects to write about, I guess.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
And so tell me about some of the music that you have planned to release, because somewhere along the line, someone said, the Beatles, 250 singles, that's your target. So what's happening here?
Yeah, I mean, we have a song came out yesterday, How Did We Get Here? And I think it's going to be on Spotify today. Then we have Volume 2 comes out December 8th, The Witch Vander Light. That song's kind of like a spiritual song that we've been working on for like 3 years, like just kind of like in the cloud of potential songs. And we just found an arrangement for it that worked. But like, for example, with that song, we had the opportunity to get a Muslim, a Buddhist, a Christian, Jewish faith, atheist, and Hindu to all hold hands in a circle and join at a church called the Unitarian Church in Charleston, where they kind of like accept like all faiths, and all join in a circle at where the priest stands, and all like shout together that we're all saying the same thing. And like kind of the idea behind it is like we're at a place where subject matter wise we're trying to take down the walls of discrimination racially, trying to take it down like skin color and whether you're a woman or a man and equal pay, and there's all these conversations of equality. But once you start going down that road, which is the road of just love and peace, really, you see how long it is and just kind of how long we have to go. And kind of where we are seeing is like, if there's a black man and a white man in the room, a woman or old man and a young man should all be treated with equality. But still, the root of the most suffering and most pain of all time, from genocide and war and just complete hatred, is religious hate. And like, I think it's kind of cool on border crossings, there's people from all over the world that there's so many people that are still outcasting one another at the most inner core to ever outcast somebody, which is spiritually. Because our body will fade into dust after this blink of a life, and the only thing that will be left is our spirit to live on. And just the huge boundary you're putting on by not accepting somebody else's belief or faith is just gigantic. So we wanted to make a song that kind of called that out, but also just invited the energy of, we're all saying the same thing. Let's love one another and just kind of take that even next step of equality.
Wow. I think you just got a lot of fans by what you just said. I mean, there's a lot of people around the world who I'm sure were touched by what you just said, you know, including myself, because we in the United States know of our own struggles, and that's what we know of, and we read our news and hear our news. There are struggles going on that we're not aware of in other countries of all kinds of levels. And you just touched on a lot of that. And so are you going to do the song, that your new song? Was that something you planned to do?
It wasn't in the plans.
Wasn't planned?
No. Well, we heard there's no curse words.
No
here.
Curse words.
And
no.
There is.
There's no clean version of this?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Not yet.
We'll work it out, though, I promise.
There's not many curse words, but there's a few. It'd
all right. Well, when you come back, and I hope you will,
you'll
bring me the clean version.
We will. Got you. I promise on our end.
So what's the plan for 2018 for Stoplight Observations?
I know we want to keep touring as much as we can, and we've got a lot of music to put out, so hopefully that will allow us to keep touring, and I know we want to play a couple festivals next summer if we can, but I think we just want to keep doing what we're doing.
Hard to create new music while you're touring, isn't it? I mean, you need a studio.
Not anymore.
No, you can do it on your computer, your laptops, and that's it. Huh?
Yeah,
we actually have three portable studios set up with like this computer program called Ableton Live, and we three of us, me, Will, and Johnny, all have this Ableton Push, which is like a controller that controls the whole software, which is basically like making it a complete instrument.
Mm-hmm.
So there's max creativity.
The options are endless.
Which do you prefer? Do you like doing it that way, where you can put the pieces together piece by piece and you don't have to be in the same room? Or do you like the old-fashioned way, where everybody had to be together in one room at one time? It wasn't
done
the piece
both.
By piece.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Both? I think a little bit of both.
Yeah, that's what we're doing kind of now. It's almost like the idea of like a cyborg recording process that we've been kind of just like dreaming up and trying out the past like year and a half. But it's, we did an album completely in the box is what it's called, where you're just stacking it like almost like a DJ would do. Mm-hmm. And then our second album, we did all completely live, where the vocals live, the guitars live, drums live, are all in the same room together, and wanted to do it on tape and do it analog and true bypass and do it as like old school as possible. And now, when you do tracks where you like stack them like that, you have a lot of control of the sound and being able to make sure the part is perfect. But then we get on top of it and kind of play live together. It's kind of mixing like the two worlds together. I think it makes a really unique recording process.
It's exciting and certainly fun for you guys.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun stuff.
Experiment a little bit and do some different things. All right, we're going to ask if you do another song. One more song for us. Stoplight Observations.
Dusk or Know It All?
Just do Dusk.
You put that in. You
should try to pick.
Right here, bro.
Also right here.
Surrounded by picks.
That's a rarity.
Underneath my
Stoplight Observations. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
You guys sound great. It's The Volume. That's the new project. Mm-hmm. And where can people get these singles around the world?
Spotify, iTunes. They'll be on SoundCloud as well. And you can always find a link on Facebook or on the website.
And what is the website?
StoplightObservations.com.
All right. And touring schedules there as well. And hopefully you'll go internationally so people can see you around the world.
Let's hope so.
Galactic.
Fingers crossed.
Galactic. That's Galactic. Right. That's I got to right. think bigger. Got to think
yeah,
bigger.
That's way bigger.
New Year's resolutions? What do you want to do differently, better, more of, less of?
We
want to
go galactic.
You want to go galactic. Yeah, that's the resolution.
I think that's going galactic in everything we do. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you for having us.
They are Stoplight Observations, and my name is Larry London. You're tuned to Border Crossings.
I had a dream, we were sipping whiskey neat, highest floor of the Bowery, and I was high enough. Somewhere along the lines, we stopped seeing eye to eye, you were staying out all night, and I had enough. No, I don't wanna know where you've been or where you're going, but I know I won't be home, and you'll be on your own.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what. is all I own, and in your eyes you're holding mine. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, we're listening to our favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it, darling, you look perfect tonight. Well, I found a woman stronger than anyone I know. She shares my dreams. I hope that someday I'll share her home. I found a love to carry more than just my secrets, to carry love, to carry children of our own.
Great song that is, Border Crossings. And what a great inspiration, Ed Sheeran's girlfriend, Cherry Seaborn. He wrote that for her. The two of them have been together since they were high school sweethearts, and they're still together to this day. And that song is perfect. Ed's latest from his album, Divide. It's a request from Fami Alhishi. And thank you, Fami, for checking in from Libya. We're glad to have you listening to Border Crossings today in Misrata. And if you're an Ed Sheeran fan, you're known as a Sheerio. That's what his fans are called, Sheerios. But I thank you very much for that request. And also, we had a request from Yisra Tadese, dedicated to Yisra's daughter, Gebrielua Yisra. And the song was called It Ain't Me, Selena Gomez and Kygo, here on Border Crossings. And Yisra Tadese says that his daughter, or her daughter, is studying at high school at Magic Carpet School in Ethiopia. That sounds like a fun school. I'd like to go to Magic Carpet School. Take a magic carpet ride. Thank you very much for your requests here on Border Crossings. Hello, Havana and Rotkong, Zaklin Cholo Zahir. Bijan Adams is with us. Heard from Evan Zayo Williams. And a whole bunch of folks are checking in on Border Crossings. Vincent Maloba, send us a message on the Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Naka Emanuels, Teddy Sitota is tuned in. Lord Zita, Skaria Devasi, Schreier Bosqued Segi, Yaw Anim, Eli Bigirimana, Adrian Mulumba, Daniel Solomon, Birhan Ubushet, Julia Sayubamonde. They are all listening to Border Crossings today. Igor McShinton, Evelyn Donoso, Abog, Aditha Pratika. Thank you all for checking out facebook.com/VOA Larry London. You can enter our big December to Remember CD giveaway there. And you know what? Today is December 1st, and it is time to give away our first collection of holiday CDs. All throughout the month of December, we are giving away 4 CDs a day to 1 lucky listener. It is the ultimate collection of Christmas songs from Frank Sinatra, the Trolls Holiday Celebration. We have the Now That's What I Call a Merry Christmas compilation CD, and Lindsay Sterling and A Warm Christmas. And Lindsay will be joining us on Border Crossings very, very soon, probably next week, to talk about her new Christmas album. All 4 of these albums today are going to Dele Mukhtab. Hey, Dele Mukhtab, congratulations to you. And Dele Mukhtab also requested a holiday song, so we're going to play one for you for Frank and Joe from Dele. It's Dean Martin, and baby, it's cold outside.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop
so
in. I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your
name? Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I'd better
beautiful,
hurry.
Please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink.
Put
more.
Some records on while I
the
pour.
Neighbors might
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
Cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I'll say no, no.
Mind
no,
if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Well, baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.
I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has
how
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at the storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look
my
delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon the tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Or maybe just a cigarette.
Never more. Such a blizzard before.
I've gotta get
but
home.
Baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I
dragged.
Thrill when you touch my hair.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk to
think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and
I really can't stay.
Get over that old doubt. Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Say, 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 hey, hey now, baby. Oh, my mind on play now, baby. Say, 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 hey, hey now, baby. So let's go on things straight now, baby. Tell me if you love me or not. Love me or not, love me or not. House on you, am I lucky or not? Lucky or not? Lucky or not? You gotta tell me if you love me or not. Love me or not? Love me or not? Been wishing for you, am I lucky or not? Lucky or not? Lucky or not?
Say hey now, baby. You know for games? Are we too grown to play around? Young enough to chase, but old enough to know better.
Are we too grown to change? Are we too grown to mess around? Ooh, and I can't wait forever, baby. Both of us should know better.
Ooh, 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 been wishing for you. Ooh, ooh, try to do what lovers do.
Crossings and Maroon 5, Adam Levine expecting his second child with his wife Mahadi Prinsloo, and the baby is expected to arrive any time in the next month or so, next few weeks. So congratulations to Mahadi and Adam on that. And SZA, congratulations to her on recently winning the Soul Train Award for Best New Artist. She's nominated in the same category at the Grammys in February, Best New Artist. So, way to go, SZA. What lovers do? That is a request from Michael of Minsk. He tunes in Belarus to border crossings every day. So, thank you very much, Michael. Hello to Armstrong, Tay, Mensa, Aminia, who checked in with us on Facebook. I heard from Adrian Mulumba. Thank you as well for joining the program and for letting us know that you're listening to us today. Etienne Habu-Mugisha is with us. And a lot of other folks who are still checking in at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And also asking for calendars. And be sure if you're going to ask for a 2018 VOA calendar, that you include your postal mailing address so we know where to ship the calendar. And I regret to say, for those who are requesting 50, 100, 150, that's not going to be possible. Absolutely just not possible. We can send a couple, but we certainly can't accommodate that number, because that's just too expensive. Sorry, we can't do that. But thanks for listening. We appreciate your support. And it's time for the weekend. The weekend is finally here. You can go out and enjoy yourself over the weekend. Don't forget to come back to us on Monday at 1500 Universal for more holiday CD giveaways and more requests. And thank you, Wagner, engineer, and Vince, our director, and to Nick and to Gary and the crew. Thank you very much for all your support. I'm Larry London. Had a great week with you, and we'll be back on Monday. This is Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network. Lay it down.